Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Public schools spent $3.2 billion in a single year fighting against parents. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this report, which is called The Costs of Conflict, which is ironic right there, it's authored by academics from four liberal universities, and it uses uncited quotations from anonymous public school superintendents to simply villainize parents and parental rights supporters.
Yeah, it's published by the UCLA's Institute for Democracy, Education, and Access, and it makes the startling claim that public school districts across the nation spent $3.2 billion in a single year fighting against concerned parents, conservative citizens, and the school board members they elected.
But this report is trying to blame the parents for standing up for their children, when instead you should look at what they're trying to push in these public schools.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some of the specific things that they cite, which is frankly outrageous. Mm-hmm. It's a 16-page document, and the report relies on survey results from 467 public school superintendents and select interviews with a smaller group of 42 hand-picked superintendents, anonymous, to paint a disturbing picture of parents and families who are concerned about their children's education and choosing to speak up about it. It claims that they are so-called extremists, referring to these concerned parents and their supporters, stating that they pose a threat to the schools, even a physical danger to school board meetings, while forcing schools to, in their view, waste financial resources defending against unfounded complaints and, quote, unquote, disinformation about things such as mask mandates, sexualized library books, LGBTQ, and critical race theory school lessons, activities, and courses, and more.
You know, you think about public schools are supported by taxpayer dollars, right? So the parents not only have an interest there, but more so on their own children being forced with these ridiculous mask mandates, which we saw a lot of that during COVID. These sexualized library books, I mean, you got pornography in the libraries. I mean, and that's no lie, pornography in these books, as well as teaching them and promoting sexual promiscuity in lessons and activities and critical race theory.
Well, these four liberal scholars in this report, they label the parents as extremist, parent activists, conflict entrepreneurs, and agents of disruption.
Making them the enemies here.
And so they are saying that they're expressing their concerns at school board members and causing meetings to run long, expressing their opinions on social media, reading shocking passages from public school library books at school board meetings. Now, let me just pause there for a second. All of that could be remedied if they didn't have shocking library books from which to read.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, that could be a very simple fix. You got these shocking library books that are promoting this pornography, and they do promote pornography.
I mean, some of those books would make you blush.
Some of those actually have pictorial drawings.
Right.
For little kids. And these parents are coming, some of these parents come to these school board meetings, and they will read from the books that are in the public school library accessible to these little kids.
Right, and they're fussing at them for reading. I'm like, well, that's what's in my child's library.
My child, my fifth grader, my first grader, they have access to all of this, and you've provided that access to them. And you're teaching some of this in the school classroom, and yet the school board members don't want to listen to it, and this particular report chastises parents for reading this out loud. That's, you know, an easy fix. Get it out of the libraries.
Absolutely. But you've got, you know, the bottom line here, besides being evil and demonic, you've got organizations like Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, Human Rights Campaign. They all want this in the schools so that these children will learn to be sexual at early ages, and then they will in turn get pregnant and have to get abortions.
Well, the report also complains that parents are requesting public records, which they have a right to do. They're supporting the passage of parental rights legislation. They're questioning or criticizing state-approved curricula. And they're questioning or criticizing the ideas public schools are teaching and promoting to children in areas such as critical race theory and matters of morality and human sexuality, including quote-unquote gender transition, gender dysphoria, and other LGBTQ plus related issues.
And you're right. You know, if you get to the root cause of all this, pull this nonsense out of the schools, think about all the things you could use $3.2 billion to really help children learn what they need to learn, like English, reading, writing, arithmetic, things like that.
You know, get back to the basics. It's pretty simple.
Right.
It's not a complicated formula here.
Right.
But the problem is that when we go back to public education, education used to be private, and it was private for a reason. And then what you had is public education came on the scene, and it actually started in more of the repressive areas in Russia, in some of those areas. And that model then was moved to the United States. And we actually did a Freedom Alive TV program. You can find it on our website at lc.org under media and go down to one of the previous TV programs that we did, Freedom Alive. And we go through fascinating history of how all of this began and why it began in the public school system.
That was the two programs we did with Alex Newman.
That's right. Yeah, it's a very, very eye-opening, enlightening program. Mm-hmm. I encourage people to take a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex does a masterful job at taking you through the history about how all this happened and why it happened and how this godless curriculum was put into the public schools and how the religious schools, Catholics and Protestants, ultimately were used as a reason for having a secular education. And they started promoting the idea, you want to send your kid to school, but you don't want them to be indoctrinated by Catholic or Protestant theology. Send them to the public school. We'll take religion out of it and all will be well. That's kind of how they pushed this. And it was the whole grand plan to get God out of the teaching of the curriculum.
Absolutely.
To separate God, to separate morality, and to come up with a secular humanism devoid of God. It was an evolutionary humanistic approach to education. It was anti-religious, anti-Christian in its origin and in its intent. And consequently, now what you see is that is the mindset that has captivated and enslaved our public education system.
Long gone are the days where you had the Bible and the New England Primer.
Yeah, the New England Primer and the Bible were the primary textbooks.
Right.
The New England Primer was the first printed textbook in America. It was the second most influential book in American education after the Bible. The Bible was by far the most influential book in American education up through the 19th century into the early 2000s, the 20th century, I should say. And then the New England Primer was also the same way. And they learned the alphabet by having scripture verses. In Adam's fall, we sinned all, or scripture ideas. Heaven defined the Bible mind, Christ crucified for sinners died. They had some kind of biblical idea attached to every letter of the alphabet. It was infused with religion, particularly Christianity. And we had that as a basis for our liberty, that when you educate people, if you don't give them the foundation in Judeo-Christianity, particularly in our Christian values, you're going to train a group of people that don't understand liberty, life, and morality.
Right. But when parents take their child's education in their own hands and, if possible, homeschool them, they can make sure they're instilled with all that truth at home.
For years, we have been working with young people through Liberty Council and our representation of children, young people in public schools, whether it's Bible schools, Bible clubs, valedictorians, or speakers at graduation. And then also, obviously, Child Evangelism Fellowship, amazing ministry. And then also our work with college students as well. But now we have been blessed to be part of launching a K-12 online Christian academy, Covenant Journey Academy. It is an answer to what's going on in the public schools. I think, frankly, what's happening in the public schools is parents need to exit the public school system. Take your children out, put them into a good Christian private school, homeschool them. Covenant Journey Academy is a turnkey operation with certified teachers conducting high-quality courses from a biblical worldview, more than 150 courses. 6 foreign languages. You can begin learning Spanish as early as kindergarten. It's turnkey. You don't have to develop the curriculum. It's already there. I encourage you to check it out. CJ.academy. That's CJ.academy for more information. We can't keep doing the same failed system and expect a different result. The result will continue to get worse and worse and worse if we follow the same public school education pattern. That pattern needs to be broken, and you as a parent, grandparents, and concerned citizens have the opportunity to do it now. For more information, cj.academy.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.